Marblehead Athletic Director Greg Siglarski is joining us. Greg, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thanks, Bill. You too. Hope all is well.
Well, we have a rainy Monday. If you were an AD and games were being played today, you'd be on the phone canceling events today, right? You don't have to worry about that today.
Yeah. Absolutely not. No, it's maybe get lacrosse in, but that would be about it in a day like this.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. You're right. Lacrosse on the artificial surface, play the game. Well, Greg, I mean, where it's a situation which school's been out now for weeks. There is a possibility that school could return May 4, which is now 3 weeks away from now. So, you know, athletic directors, including you guys in the Northeastern Conference, are making plans. Whether it happens or not, who knows? But what are the plans that you have kind of on the table so far anyway?
It's basically really depending on what Governor Baker says to us, and if we can start May 4th, then we'll jump right into it and have, you know, tryouts, and there's a certain number of days you have to practice before you can actually have a competition. But if he does allow us to come back on the 4th, you know, we got to make sure we get our league games in, because that'll dictate kind of how the state tournament will run. And again, that's going to be something the MIAA will have to deal with and battle with, as far as what the process is for getting into the tournament and having a tournament that could, you know, deal with teams having a limited number of games. I know they put the cap on at 12 games as the maximum amount of games you could play, so that would pretty much, you know, wrap up our conference with maybe an additional game here or there. But, you know, it's right now we're just it's a waiting game with Governor Baker, and we're waiting to see what he says. If we get the, like I said, if we get the go ahead, then we'll be ready to go for May 4th if we can.
Yeah, I actually saw a comment from the governor probably now about a week ago. He was asked about, I think he was asked about school sports, and I think he kind of fluffed it off and, you know, was concerned about restarting schools, and has said on the record he'd like to restart schools. But even if that were to come, I mean, just throwing this out to you, Greg, even if that comes June 1st or 3 weeks into May, that would be very problematic, clearly, for athletics.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I mean, we as athletic directors, the NEC have kind of thrown some ideas around, you know, whether it's kind of making like a round robin tournament within our own league, just to give the kids something to do in the afternoons and an opportunity to play, or maybe kind of incorporate the K-Band League to do something like that. There's some ideas, nothing set in stone yet, just some stuff that's been kind of thrown around. But again, it really is dependent on what Governor Baker says as far as what we can do and what we're allowed to do.
So I do know that the Northeast Conference athletic directors are scheduled to meet this Thursday via Zoom, I assume, right, Greg?
Correct, yes. Yep.
So in that meeting, again, you may know by that time what his so-called thoughts are on this, right?
Correct, yeah. If that's the case, then we'll take it from there, and we'll kind of see if the MIA has a response to them as well, and to Governor Baker, that is, and see if they kind of put anything in place, and just kind of follow their lead right now. It's you know, unprecedented times that we're just waiting to see what they say.
Greg, have you had I'm sure you've had conversations with your spring coaches and so on, and heard about athletes and stuff and how they, you know, they're trying to work out, obviously cannot do it as a group or in, you know, as they might normally do, no captain's practices, none of that sort of thing. But what have you heard from your coaches and even then extended on to the players?
Yeah, I mean, just like everyone else is saying, just kind of, you know, hang in there and wait. I mean, I've told my coaches, you know, just try to stay positive. If kids reach out to you, tell them to keep working out at home, and, you know, anything they can do by themselves individually, just, you know, have them do that. It's too bad. You feel bad for the kids who are, you know, it's their junior spring. Usually that's a big one for a lacrosse or a tennis, baseball, softball player type thing, whatever they may be doing and trying to move on to the next level. They're going to miss out on this. But at the same time, you know, you got to make sure that we're keeping our community safe and making sure that we're following the protocols that the state has put in place for us.
Exactly. And I know there are more important things than sports. But on the other hand, it's worth pointing out, as you mentioned, sometimes we think about the seniors. And, well, of course, they could very well be losing a lot of activities their senior year coming to the end of the year, with normally school ending, you know, the 1st of January and graduation, 1st of June, rather. This year, maybe in January, but with graduation very early June. But the juniors and college recruiting and all of that, so it's put a hold on college coaches as far as gathering information from a junior year.
Right. Right. It's really tricky, and I don't know if there's any eligibility that will come into play down the road with this, or if, you know, it's like I said, it's unprecedented times, and we don't know what's going to really happen or how long it's going to go for. I mean, who knows when they allow kids to come back to school and from there allow kids to, you know, compete against other communities as well, because it's, you know, it's you have a group of kids on the same field or court or whatever it may be, and it's a lot of people and close to each other, and that's probably what they're trying to avoid down the road, at least for a little while. So yeah. it's going to be interesting to see what happens and how they move forward with it.
All right, now I'm going to spring this question on you, Greg. Since you've been isolating or self-isolating and so on with you and your family or whatever, any advice? With this time, you know, alone, if you will, or in the house, or maybe out just out walking or whatever, do you have any? Have you found out anything special that you can share or advice you can share with the rest of us?
Yeah, we're fortunate enough. My wife and I are fortunate enough to have a dog here that he kind of keeps us active, and we go out and take walks and just get fresh air. And that's kind of our, you know, relief for the day. We go out sometime between, you know, 2 and 4 o'clock type thing, and get out there, get some fresh air, and it's even if it's, you know, kind of poor weather like it is now, we still get out there and let him run around, and he keeps us active, and that's kind of brought a little bit of relief to us where we're, you know, inside all the time and then able to get outside and get some air and get the dog some exercise and get us some exercise, and it's been good. We've also, you know, started to kind of look into yoga and different things like that you can do in your house and kind of bring some peace to your mind and try to work on your mental strength with these times where you're not really able to do a whole lot. So that's actually really helpful for us, both of those.
All right, Greg, I'm going to follow up. I was having a conversation with my brother and my sister last night, and it came up that about pets. I think somebody was sharing a story about pets. Now, so you and your wife are home now 24/7, more or less, and that's unusual for pets, I guess. So they were saying how pets are not all that happy about having you and your wife home, in this case, all the time. Have you noticed any differences with your pet and their behavior? Because they were saying that pets kind of exclude themselves. It's like too much, you know, of the humans.
It is weird because he's like adapted to having us home, and he knows that like right at 2 o'clock he starts getting anxious and ready to go for his walk, and he's waiting at the door and barking at us, but he's not getting like his 8, 9, 10 hour naps that he gets during the day when we're not home.
That's exactly it. Exactly, yeah. All right. This is an interview, Greg, where we can clearly say it went one too many questions. All right, I get you. All right.
He at least gets some normalcy. My wife is a nurse, so she's still working out there, so it's you know, he has at least some normalcy to his schedule, but having me around may be a pain in his butt, who knows.
Yeah, well, I'm in the same situation with a nurse. All right, Greg, thanks so much for joining us. Be safe, and let's hope that that spring sports do resume if it can be done in a safe way. So, Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Yep. Greg Siglarski, Athletic Director, Marblehead High School, here with us. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.